5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
So we played the audio in the last segment of that gentleman who bought a car from a car dealership family, a family of car dealerships in Fort Wayne, Indiana, in 1986, upset with the engine, which he said was a bum engine. He recently confessed to crimes where he burned down cars on a couple of lots. And then when the police talked to him, he was disappointed the fires weren't bigger and admitted that he put Loctite glue in and another accelerant into their cars in 1986 when it happened.
So yeah. he was real pissed.
How many times he must have done stuff in between too, right?
He had to have. I can't imagine that he did stuff in 86 and then now and nothing in between. Like, that's impossible.
46 years off.
He's too crazy.
Yeah, I bet this guy's committed 100 crimes since then.
Against maybe that dealership.
Probably.
He so went for it though, like, he didn't ramp up at all, so maybe this was the case. Maybe he was getting ready for the chickens to come home to roost.
I think he just really finally wanted his real notoriety.
Probably not even the same owners. They probably sold it to some, you know, corporate mishmash.
I wouldn't be surprised. After that amount of time?
No, that's got to be a generational business.
Or maybe this is that guy who's the nicest dude in the world. Everyone loves him. He treats people kindly, but it's just that one thing.
Me on that Jeep.
He bought that bum Jeep in 86.
Yeah, we saw the picture.
That's not the face of a man who has ever cared.
Steve, are you saying this is going to be like Hot Wings complaining about the login for his email for years? Hot Wings is a nice guy, he treats everyone right, but then he firebombed the IT department after 46 years of bitching? Is that what you're saying?
Could be.
Everybody around this guy was like, oh, God, the Jeep again. Oh, here we go. The Jeep was a problem.
Yeah, I know, the motor.
We get it, man. You got a lemon. Jeep. It
sucks.
You bought a car in the 80s. I mean, Jesus. Yeah. You and everyone else, idiot.
Yeah, cars sucked then.
So who has held the grudge the longest? That's the question. And what was it for? This text from Tennessee. My grudge has 17 years. The grudge was and is with my grandmother. She gave me my 13th birthday a Hello Kitty Trapper Keeper and googly-eyed puppy and kitten socks. I was a 13-year-old country boy. I can see. But that's a long grudge, though. I mean, if your grandma's otherwise nice.
Yeah, then it's not a real grudge.
And also, how are you going to take revenge on grandma? By outliving her?
Yeah,
that'd be an easy
showing
one.
Her.
Any good grudges.
I don't either. I've never been much of a grudgy person. I might not like somebody for one reason or another, but I've never felt that need to one day.
I felt the need, but I don't have stick-to-itiveness.
Motivation.
Yeah.
Moxie.
I like it. We've had people call in where they're like, I've held a grudge against so-and-so for 25 years. Why? I don't remember exactly how it started.
Yeah. That's how a lot of them are.
Those are the ones that always amaze me. Yeah.
That's how a lot of them are.
This one. My grandmother has held a grudge against her brother-in-law after he sold her Oceanside home in Portland, Maine, after her husband, his brother, passed away almost 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. He sold it for $70,000. Today, it's worth $750,000, and she is still pissed.
Right, but I mean, then it was probably $70,000 might have been a good price.
It probably was. I mean, it was probably normal.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, I don't know how he got to sell her house, but
I get it, though.
So did he just not give her any of the money?
I don't know.
Yeah, work out?
Not sure.
So her husband died, and then her husband's brother sold the house?
Maybe he left it.
Yeah, maybe it was a family house.
Yeah, probably.
But, yeah. Nonetheless, I'd be pissed, too.
Yeah.
This text from Maine. My grandmother is the world's best grudge holder. Can't be beat. At their 50th anniversary, she was pissed that her mother-in-law and sister-in-laws were there. But first of all, that they were all alive is amazing. In my family, the saying goes, only the nice die young. My grandma's still alive now, but had grudges against everyone, including me. It's a badge of honor. Hell hath no fury like a Josie scorned.
Yeah. Old people hold the best grudges.
Only the nice die young sounds wrong.
Yeah. In many cases.
You're going to have to say that that saying right, though. Correct from now on.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's not nice.
Yeah, it's only the good die young. Everybody knows
like
that.
The
Billy Joel even wrote a song.
Only the nice die young.
Good people die early.
Yeah. No, it just doesn't sound right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Somebody sent Steve, will you grab, everybody needs to see it, the text from Dan in Nashville at 7:25 and the follow-up text at 7:26. If you're a fancy idiot, you're watching on the webcams or viewing this later, you can see it.
What time?
7:25 a.m. and 7:26 a.m. from Dan in Nashville. The first one is a photo of Dewey from Fort Wayne, pre-Jeep purchase, 1986.
Oh.
And the other one is current mugshot, and it's perfect.
It's right. Pretty spot on.
All right, hold
it's
on. Pretty I spot out a way on. Where I can open them both up. Give me one second.
Okay. While you do that, Steve, I'll...
Okay, yeah, I got it. I got it right here. So this is... And there we go.
Okay, that's Dan. Or Dewey.
Dewey.
Okay.
I mean, you know. 1986,
yeah.
Looking at the ad for the Jeep and deciding to buy it.
Yep.
Okay.
He's very happy.
It's Gollum. Yes. He's Gollum, everyone.
Oh, he turned into Gollum. He was Smeagol. Now he's Gollum.
Yeah. They are equal and as far as holding grudges for the longest amount of time goes.
And having an item wear them down.
Uh-huh.
How about this one? It says, from Albany, it says, don't forget years ago, one of the nicest guys in the world, frustrated by everyone doing him wrong, made a death bulldozer and plowed through the town to get back at them after he snapped. That is a great documentary. I don't remember what it's called. Mm-hmm. Bulldozer? Snapped?
It's
Bulldozer Snapped.
Hunkman Beach? I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Only the pleasant die early.
Yep.
Oh, the man is back in town. Yeah, it is a good documentary, and Google it. I don't know.
This text, I have a grudge.
Bulldozer guy.
Yeah.
It's probably work, actually. I have a grudge against myself for not eating more of the Chick-fil-A nugget platter at my senior prom. I didn't have a date. Might as well have eaten more chicken.
Your prom had a Chick-fil-A nugget platter?
That was great.
That sounds amazing.
That was your prom dinner?
That's awesome.
Oh, I might have gone to my prom if they had that.
This one's interesting. This one, I've held a grudge against my mother since she left when I was 3 and a half. It helped me make it through basic training because I knew I didn't want to be a failure like her. She tried to join the army and couldn't do it. Well, that's a good way to channel that grudge.
I think that's justified.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a
Your parent left
one.
You?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had a grudge against Long John Silver since they ran out of fish on Ash Wednesday.
Signed free beer?
No. I'm not even Catholic.
No, who are we kidding? You'd never have a grudge against them.
No.
I can't stay mad at you.
The love is there.
Can I just have some batter then?
Killdozer, by the way, was the
Killdozer.
A lot of people have texted in Killdozer.
I would have never guessed that.
No, I wouldn't have either.
This one, it's a grudge. It wasn't long, but it sure was intense. I had a grudge against my department manager and didn't speak to her for over 2 months. I was her assistant manager at the time. We worked together every single day in complete silence and aggressive glares. Boy, that's the really strange
thing. Yuck.
I assume it ended in that case for Melissa in Tennessee, who texted that in, when one of you left the job, presumably, right?
Or was fired because they because they burned the other one's car.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Okay. My family and everyone is expected to uphold it, holds a grudge against the Red Cross. In World War One.
What?
Oh, no. Come on.
Oh, man, we're getting into some Hatfields and McCoys stuff here now.
Oh, my God. This is
World
great.
War One.
So that's, what, 100 years ago?
Yeah. In World War One, more than 100, they refused to give my great-great-uncle a cigarette when he didn't have any money.
The Red Cross wouldn't get wouldn't help lung function.
The Salvation Army gave him a pack of smokes and some coffee. So now our family's expected to hate the Red Cross.
Wait, they did or did not give him smokes?
Red Cross
didn't.
Salvation Army did.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, they have different missions.
It's true. One of them wants to help. The other one wants to be in a band that goes through town.
I need more details on this one. It just says, since 1994, my aunt, uncle, and cousins haven't spoken to me and my sister because we had the audacity to eat bagel sandwiches and drink some Snapples. Like, what? Were they theirs? Or did you take them out of a coffin at Grandpa's funeral? Like, what happened?
At a funeral?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, did you do it while you watched them have sex? Like, what?
We were saving those Linda's bagels.
That's probably
for your uncle's birthday. And you know we wanted some new knowledge from the Snapple cap.
This one I
used to work with Wendy's mother.
This one I held a grudge against my ex-girlfriend for 10 years because she's awful and abusive. Then I got her truck repoed, and I felt pretty good about things.
Okay.
That's the way.
You got some, that's pretty, okay, yeah. You alleviated some of your bad feelings.
That would be cool to do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be cool to actually repo it, though.
Like you go, you get mad at your ex, and you decide that it's not good enough to just get their car repoed. You actually go into a different line of work, become a repo person, just so you can repo it yourself.
I don't know. I mean, I think it'd be all right if you could just secure the ride along.
No, I want to do it myself.
Like, I want to go and I'll be in the passenger seat just flipping the bird, laughing.
No, man. I want to hook the chains up. I'm going to Lizard Lick Towing School.
Oh, no. You might fall off the parking deck like Bernice.
I cannot believe
which is a reference
Bernice.
That no one will get except those of us in this room.
My goodness.
The documentary was Tread, not Killdozer.
Oh. We got a
apparently
lot of...
there's more than one. Because oh, cool. Apparently there was a guy called Marvin Heemeyer and another guy called... Oh, yeah, there we go. I don't know.
Yeah, one of them...
One of them actually, like, armored up,
I think
right?
Tread is the one I saw.
I think the... I assume Killdozer is the one where the guy, like, actually... like, A-Team style.
Yeah.
Welded plates all over it and everything else and...
And the whole town, like, took up arms against him.
Yeah.
They were helpless, though.
It was, totally helpless until he was, I'm not even going to say it.
Yeah.
I won't spoiler alert it.
This one from
like
Albany.
Like a human trying to fight a Decepticon.
My first employer stole $4,500 out of my retirement, so I stole the wheels off his classic Jaguar and sold them for $9,000. Years later, he bought the company I was working for. So I stole the tires and wheels again and sold them again.
Wait a minute.
He then stole $400,000 in retirement and insurance payments from all the employees.
Wow.
And now he's going to prison.
Oh man. You guys. Oh, boy. You're a real pair.
There's not enough wheels for all of us. Yeah. We'll have to find other things.
He had to think, like, man, that's a coincidence.
Yeah, that's wild. Not again?
Any of the same employees?
Yeah.
This person is 28, and they've held a grudge against their mom since their 16th birthday. Quote, instead of getting a car or being able to celebrate my sweet 16, my mother gave me a sleeve of Oreos, half the full bag. It's been 12 years since then, and I still haven't forgiven her. So it wasn't even like the both sides of the Oreos. Just half.
Just one.
Mm-hmm. Jeez,
that's
Mom.
That's quite a lot of Oreos, though.
Yeah, but I mean, as any
for your
experienced
birthday,
Oreo yeah. eater knows,
yeah,
they don't stand a chance.
Yeah.
Okay, this is great. I have a grudge against Billy Joe from Green Day.
He sold out.
From 20 years ago, behind Van Andel Arena, which is the arena here in Grand Rapids, he signed my ticket stub and asked for a drink of my wild cherry Pepsi. He took two sips and dropped it on the ground and walked away.
Oh, come on. That's a great story. You should hold a grudge.
He signed something for you.
Yeah. I will no longer listen to Green Day. I threw out all their CDs and I changed the station whenever they come on.
What? You're a lunatic.
Yeah, that's a great memory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm enjoying it.
I do too. But
I think
yeah.
it's great.
I'm trying to think, like, would I enjoy it? Maybe. Probably not, though.
I mean, I'd be disappointed in the moment that I lost my cherry Pepsi.
Like, was he doing it to be funny?
I'm
sure he was just being rock starry.
Maybe.
Maybe. But I mean, you met him and he signed stuff for you. That seems like a pretty square trade there.
Maybe he could taste poison. Try to save your life.
He did. He was drinking cherry Pepsi. First, he tried to taste
wild
poison.
Cherry.
Wild cherry Pepsi.
That's
sorry.
Incredible. Can I have a drink? Yeah. Sip, garbage, smash. Yeah. Like just seeing, I would.
Peace.
Yeah.
And not say anything. Just like, okay, flip.
Who's the American idiot now?
That's probably what he thought of that song. Want to drink an American idiot?
I'm looking at you, and you're not wild enough to drink this cherry Pepsi. I can't legally hand this back to you.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.